ಔನವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾ ಪ್ರಕಟಿತ ಪರ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ತತ್ವಂ ಯುವಾನಂ ವರ್ಷಿಷ್ಠಾಂತೇ ವಸದೃಶಿಗಣೈರ್ ಆವೃತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನಿಷ್ಠೈಃ ಆಚಾರ್ಯೇಂದ್ರಂ ಕರಕಲಿದ ಚಿನ್ಮುದ್ರಮಾನಂದರೂಪಂ ಸ್ವಾತ್ಮಾರಾಮಂ ಮುದಿತವದನಂ ದಕ್ಷಿಣಾಮೂರ್ತಿಮೀಡೆ ಯನ್ನಿತ್ಯಮಾನಂದಮನಂತಮೇಕಂ ಶಿವೇತಿ ನಾಮ್ನಾ ಶ್ರುತಯೋ ಗೃಣಂತಿ ತಸ್ಯಾವತಾರೋ ನರರೂಪಧಾರಿ ಕೃಪಾಸುಧಾಬ್ಧಿ ಭುವಿರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಃ ಜನನಿಂ ಸಾರದಾಂ ದೇವಿಂ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಜಗದ್ಗುರುಂ ಪಾದಪದ್ಮೇ ತಯೋ ಶ್ರಿತ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಮುಹುರ್ಮುಹುಃ. ಜನ್ಮಾದ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯತೋನ್ವಯಾತ್ ಇತರತಶ್ಚಾರ್ತ್ವೇಷ ವಿಘ್ನಸ್ವರಾಡ್ ತೇನೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಕೃತಾಯ ಆದಿಕವಯೇ ಮುಹ್ಯಂತಿ ಯತ್ಸೂರಯಃ. ತೇಜೋ ವಾರಿಮೃತಾಂ ಯಥಾ ವಿನಿಮಯೋ ಯತ್ರ ತ್ರಿಸರ್ಗೋ ಮೃಷಾ ಧಾಮ್ನಾ ಸ್ವೇನ ಸದಾ ನಿರಸ್ತಗುಹಕಂ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಪರಂ ಧೀಮಹಿ. ಸತ್ಯವೃತಂ ಸತ್ಯಪರಂ ತ್ರಿಸತ್ಯಂ ಸತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಯೋನಿಂ ನಿಹಿತಂಚ ಸತ್ಯೇ ಸತ್ಯಸ್ಯ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಮೃತಸತ್ಯನೇತ್ರಂ ಸತ್ಯಾತ್ಮಕಂ ತ್ವಾಂ ಶರಣಂ ಪ್ರಪನ್ನಾ. ಮೂಕಂ ಕರೋತಿ ವಾಚಾಲಂ ಪಂಗುಂ ಲಂಘಯತೇ ಗಿರಿಂ ಯತ್ಕೃಪಾತಮಹಂ ವಂದೇ ಪರಮಾನಂದಮಾಧವಂ. ಯಸ್ವಾನುಭಾವಮಖಿಲ ಶ್ರುತಿಸಾರಮೇಕಂ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮದೀಪಮದಿತಿ ತೀರ್ಷತಾಂ ತಮೋಂಧಂ ಸಂಸಾರಿಣಾಂ ಕರುಣಯಾಃ ಪುರಾಣಗುಹ್ಯಂ ತಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಸೂನುಮುಪಯಾಮಿ ಗುರುಂ ಮುನೀನಾ. ಪರೀಕ್ಷಿತ್ ರಾಜ ಗಾಟ್ ಎ ಕರ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ರಿಷಿಪುತ್ರ ಶೃಂಗಿ ಫಾರ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಿಸ್ಬಿಹೇವಿಯರ್ ಟುವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಸಮೀಕ ರಿಷಿ. ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ to get that punishment, since he asked the Lord that there must be some punishment to me, because if Raja misbehaves, who will punish? Bhagavan has to punish. Therefore he accepted that punishment. He did not want to save his life from the Takshaka snake's bite. So having vairagyam in his mind, he has taken recourse to prayopavesha vrata, wherein there will not be any food or water for next 7 days, and he wanted to have satsanga and hear the Lord's glory. So having renounced his kingly attire, he adopted the mode of life of an ascetic, walked towards the bank of Ganga, towards Haridwar. Hearing the news of Parikshit's renunciation, many rishis like Atri, Vashishta, Chevana, Bruhu, Angiras, Vyasacharya, Narada Bhagavan all have gathered along with their disciples in front of our Parikshit. Raja Parikshit was worrying not about his death, but he worried whether I will get satsanga at least in the next janma or not. In this janma, though I got satsanga, I did not use it properly. I misbehaved with a sadhu. Will I get satsanga in the next janma at all? With that worry, when he was sitting there, all the rishis gathered along with their disciples. So Parikshit Raja wondered about his luck of seeing so many sadhus together. So he prostrated before them. Aho vayam dhanyataman rupanam ahattamanugrahaniya shilaha ragnyam kulam brahmana padashauchad durad visrishtam badagarya karma. I am indeed the most fortunate among the kings, since I could receive blessings from you all during my last days. Though I am a sinner against a sadhu, still all of you have come here to bless me and give satsanga. I know that highest blessing in my life is satsanga. If Bhagavan gives up a jiva, there is another shelter for him, he can go to a sadhu and surrender. Like father beating means there is a mother, he can hold on. But mother herself starts beating means what, father will join. Similarly, if Bhagavan gives up that jiva, there is one chance of getting regenerated, because sadhus will not reject anyone. Bhagavan will naturally reject everyone. Unless you are qualified, you are not fit for my love, like that he will tell and go away. He will not wait for your request at all. He will disappear. But sadhus cannot reject anyone. So, sadhus gave up a jiva means there is no other way for his redemption. Even if Bhagavan gives up a jiva, still there is a chance for him being saved by sadhus. Tasyaiva me aghasya paravaresho vyasakta chittasya griheshva bhikshanam nirvedamulo dvijashaparupo yatra prasakto bhayamashuddhate. To me, who happened to be a sinner, Bhagavan has come in the form of Shapa, Rishiputra Shapa. I know it is for my spiritual goodness that I got this curse. This curse is meant to generate vairagyam in me. When death is near, even a man of worldly attachments will turn towards the Lord with renunciation. This is for the people who have some sort of introduction to Bhagavan and other. There are some worldly people, even death is near, they will not bother about Bhagavan. Sri Ramakrishna says, a fellow was on the deathbed, instead of remembering the Lord, he will tell to his wife, please reduce the wick of the lamp, that much of attachment. This rule applies. What is that rule? When death is near, generally mind turns towards the Lord, because there is a fear of death. Suddhodana asked Buddha, why you have renounced the world? With lot of luxuries you could have enjoyed this world. Why in this young age itself you have renounced? So Buddha says, Yedi janma jara maranam na bhavet, yedi cha ishta viyogam cha na bhavet, yedi sarvam anityam na bhavet, iha janmani kasya ratir na bhavet. If there is no death at all, if there is no punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, and jara, old age problem, if there is no separation of near and dear ones, if there is no anityatvam, that is, if everything is permanent in this world, who will renounce? Who will renounce? Nobody will renounce. That means what? I have renounced because I found all these things happen to be the fact of life. Here Parikshit Raja says, Nirveda Mulo Dvija Shapa Rupaha. A simple utterance of a small boy has simply uprooted all my luxuries, including my lifespan, it has uprooted. So how can I hold on those temporary things? And I consider that this Shapa happened to be a blessing in disguise. Tammo payatam pratiyanti vipra ganga cha devi dhrita chittamishe dvijopasrishta guhakastakshakova dashatvalam gayata vishnu gatha. When the sadhus were trying to pacify him, don't worry, we will try to save. Some sadhu might have told. So he says, I don't want to be saved. Let the sadhus and holy Ganga accept me as their servant. Let this treacherous takshaka, that snake, bite me and let me die on the seventh day. I don't have fear of death and I don't want to get escape from death. But before dying, I want to hear the glories of the Lord. I want to know the real nature of the Lord. The idea is, if I am escaping from this snake bite, another snake will come and bite. Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself had to give up his body. Being Bhagavan, voluntarily he could give up this body. But he has to give up his body. Because whatever is assumed, jatastehi dhruvo mrityuhu, whatever has come in our life, we have to give up. Intelligent person gives up voluntarily. Idiot doesn't give. Therefore, what he was holding has to be dragged by another entity. So, being ignorant person, even though I am not able to give up my body voluntarily, I know there will be another time in my life as a death time. Then that time, who will come and save me? How many times you will save me from that physical death? So, saving from physical death is not the real solution. Real solution is Atmajnanam. Atmajnanam, knowing that I can never die, death belongs to body. That is the real escapism. I want that Atmajnanam. I want to know the real nature of the Lord, real nature of myself. Therefore, I request all of you to sing the glories of the Lord. I will consider this service that sadhu community has forgiven me. If you start telling stories of the Lord, it is like asking a mother. Mother is angry, suppose. Child has done something wrong. So child thinks that mother is angry. So child asks, are you angry? Are you angry? Mother says, no, I am not angry. So if you are not angry, please tell one story. Like that, our Parikshit asks for pardon in the form of singing the glories of the Lord. Punascha bhuyat bhagavatyanante ratif prasangascha tatashayeshu mahatsuyam yam upayami srishtim maitrestu sarvatra namo dvijebhyaha. Namo dvijebhyaha. My salutations to all the sadhus and rishis. I don't bother about my death, but I am worried whether I will get satsanga in future life or not. Bhagavan himself saved me from death when I was in my mother's womb from the Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. For what purpose he has saved me? Is it to misbehave and humiliate the sadhus? He saved me. Instead of serving sadhus, I have humiliated a sadhu. This is what I am worried about. Let me have devotion to the Lord. Let me have devotion to the sadhus. Let me have friendly attitude with all. Maitrestu sarvatra namo dvijebhyaha. In all my future births, in whatever loka I may be, let me get sadhu sangha. Because one sadhu sangha you get, even if it is naraka, there will be one sadhu. If you imagination to sing the glory of the Lord, then when you listen the glory of the Lord, that dukkha will not appear as dukkha. Let my entire lifetime be spent in listening the glories of the Lord. When Parikshit asked the forgiveness from the rishis in this way, they consoled him. They consoled him, telling that we know about your devotion to the Lord and to the sadhus and to dharma, and this behavior is due to Kali Purusha. Because of overpowering of Kali, you have behaved in this way, that too temporarily, in a small frame of time, you misbehaved, you lost your head. So therefore, we know that it is not your mistake. As a sign of love towards you see, all the sadhus have come, rishis, thousands of rishis have come, and we all will stay with you as long as you give up your body. As long as you give up your body, up to the seventh day, we all will stay with you. And see, the Samika Rishi to whom you have misbehaved, he also has come with all compassion and love. Whole life you have served the sadhus. Therefore, Bhagavan will not mind your small mistake. He will forgive you and he will certainly bless you with jnana. When the Rishi is consoling Parikshit in this manner, there arrived Bhagavan Shukacharya. That is the secret, you know. Getting sadhu sangha, we need not search for. If you have that intense longing that I should get Bhagavan in my life, I should lead a proper life, naturally it is the duty of the Lord to provide a satsanga. When a seeker wants satsanga intensely and is ready to renounce everything for the sake of Lord, then it is the duty of the Lord to send a spiritual teacher. If the Lord finds that there is no spiritual teacher nearby, he will come and stand in front of you as the spiritual teacher. You imagine battlefield, Arjuna suddenly found he is Vairagi. Where to find a spiritual teacher there? The people who have knowledge are that side. Bhishmacharya is that side. And Dronacharya also has this knowledge of Atma. So he is a jnani. So he also was that side. So he himself, Bhagavan himself became teacher. So Bhagavatam says, Tatra bhavat Bhagavan Vyasaputro Yadruchayaga Atamano Napekshaha Alakshyalingo Nijala Bhatushto Vritashcha Bhalai Ravadhuta Veshaha. Tatra bhavat. There arrived Bhagavan Vyasaputraha Shukacharya Yadruchaya. Yadrucha means by chance. In Vedanta, we don't accept chance. Whenever Yadrucha word comes, it is Ishvara Krupa, we say. Nothing happens accidentally. Everything has a cause. But the cause, if you don't know, it is called accident. Everything is an incident. If you don't know the cause for that incident, you call it as an accident. So Yadrucha means due to Ishvara Krupa, because jnanis are always controlled by Bhagavan's wish. They don't have special sankalpa, I should go here, I should meet these people, that person, like that. Suddenly there will be an urge. That urge can take a person to cross over the ocean also. Swami Vivekananda crossed the ocean. After crossing the ocean, he found there at least 4 or 5 people earnestly waiting for this knowledge for 10 years, 12 years, with all prayerful mood. And for that people, just for 5 people, he had to take that much of risk of losing his own sannyas ashrama. Because he was the first person who crossed the ocean. Anybody crosses the ocean, he is removed from the sannyas ashrama itself. Monks community will never accept him. Understood? So having gone there only, he could find out so many millions of people were waiting for this type of spiritual food. Actually, the Western culture have become bankrupt culture, having laughter outside, inside is full of sorrow, like that. When he went there, he found out all these people's prayers are the cause for Swamiji's going there. Even though, according to Swami Vivekananda, he went for what? To help the Indians in the process of bringing some new technical education or some money or something. But having gone there, he finds that real poverty is that side. This is in India, it was physical poverty, but there it was spiritual poverty. And he told, unless you go back to Christ, unless you go back to Lord, entire culture will get destroyed, he told. And you are all sitting on the volcano, he told. Really, it happened within 50 years, 2 world wars came. All the family systems were destroyed. Entire family system were destroyed because of their not hearing to Swamiji's warning. So here, Jnani's life is completely governed by Lord. Shukacharya, being a jnani, a young boy of 16-year-old, arrived there with full of Brahma Tejas, spiritual splendor. The visheshana of Shukacharya was given here. Alakshya Lingaha, a man without any insignia, and Avadhuta Veshaha, without any dress also. When dress is not there, there is no question of insignia at all. Insignia means what? If you are a rishi, you will have one dadi, mustache, or if you are a brahmachari, you will have one shika, symbols. So when dress itself is not there, so where is the question of having other symbols? You cannot make out whether he belonged to brahmacharya ashrama or grihastha ashrama or really sannyasi. Alakshya Lingaha, without any insignia, without any external appearance, anapekshaha, a man of independence, no external dependency for his security, peace and happiness, and nijalabha dushtaha. Tushtaha means a person who is completely satisfied, fulfilled. Labha tushtaha, because of a labha, because of a profit. What type of profit? Nija labha tushtaha. A real profit, because he was satisfied due to the real profit he got. What is that real profit? Atma labha tushtaha. Spiritual wisdom was the real profit. Atmaneva atmana tushtaha, Bhagavan says in Gita. Jnani is a person who is happy and fulfilled, not because of some external conducive atmosphere, but because of his wisdom itself. That's what in Kaupina Panchakam, Shankaracharya writes, he is the only person who can say that I am happy. All others, when they say I am happy, there is a comma. I am happy. You ask anyone, how are you? Fine. Fine, full stop, they will not put. There will be a comma. But, because, fine, because so and so reason. Fine, but with conditions also. Lot of conditions they will put. But a sannyasi or a jnani alone is a happy person. So, when he writes the happiness of a jnani, in Kaupina Panchakam, Shankaracharya writes, Vedanta Vakyesha Sadaramanto Bhikshanna Matrena Chatashtimantaha Ashokavanta Karanaike Charantaha Kaupina Vanta Kalubhagyavantaha. Only Kaupina he has, that's all, as his possession. But still, Kalu Bhagyavantaha, he says, he is a really fortunate person. That type of Shukacharya, when arrived there, along with him, lot of children and women were there, it seems. Vritrashcha Balair Avadhuta Veshaha. Lot of children were there. So for children and other women, he is like a child, ordinary child, maybe without of curiosity or because of his simple nature, they loved him, therefore they were just going along with him. So even women did not feel any shame to be with him, even though he was not having any dress. So he was the embodiment of purity and knowledge. Therefore, strina manognyam ruchirasmitena tatrabhavatu bhagavan vyasa putraha. All the people, including women, loved him. While Shukacharya arrived there, all the rishis, immediately they got up from their seat, asana. Even though all the rishis were all old rishis, Chavana, Angiras, Bhrigu, these are all Kalpakala rishis, old people. Even though they were elders in age, they got up and prostrated to Shukacharya, since they could understand his spiritual glory. That Anubhava, Atma Anubhava is the criterion to be called as an elderly person. So they knew Shukacharya's intensity of knowledge is grand, and in this juncture, he is sent by Bhagavan himself as the teacher of Parikshit. Before they start something, telling story, Bhagavan immediately sent on Shukacharya. The Shukacharya is born for that purpose. Bhagavatam should come through Shukacharya's mouth. So with this understanding, when all the elderly rishis prostrated to him, as far as Shukacharya was concerned, he was not bothered about their respect. He was a man of equanimity. Nistuti nirnamaskaraha nisvadhakara evacha chalachala niketascha yatihi yadrichiko bhavet. In Mandukya Karika, Gaudapadacharya says, these jnanis, there are some category, high level people they are in their wisdom. Their mind is with ekatva bhava. See, you can accept somebody's respect only when you understand there is somebody as second entity. Correct? Or you will respect someone as elder only when you understand that somebody is there as a second entity. Because of that ekatva bhava, jnana nishta, he did not even knew about their reverence. So as the person in half sleep, when he comes and sits, how it will be? Like that samadhi avastha was there in the mind of Shukacharya. So when Parikshit saw such a great and elderly sadhus are getting up and prostrating to a 16-year-old boy, so that boy must be a greater than these rishis. So seeing this, Parikshit wondered about his spiritual glory and prostrated himself before Shukacharya in complete resignation. So he worshipped Shukacharya with padyam and argya. That was the culture in those days. Whenever a sadhu comes, the person, grihastha, has to wash the feet of the sadhus, the pada puja they call it nowadays. So in that way he worshipped and made Shukacharya to sit on the high pedestal. All the rishis sat in front of Shukacharya. Parikshit wondered about his fortune to have one more great rishi to whom all the other rishis are prostrated. So he says, Aho adya vayam brahman satsevya kshatrabandhavah kripaya achitirupena bhavadbihi tirthakakrita. What a fortunate person I am. I have you all with me who happen to be an apachari. I am an apachari, sadhu apachari. I did sadhu apachara. But still, what was the reason that you all come to me and blessing me? It may not be due to my qualification, it may be due to your compassion towards me, and you honored me and sanctified me coming here as my guest. Yesham samsmaranat pumsaham sadyashuddhyanti vai griha kim punardarshana sparshana padashaucha asana divihi. Even the mere remembrance of sadhus like you purifies the mind of the people who remember. What to talk about the benefit of having your physical darshan and physical contact. By your very presence, all my sins are wiped away. So far I thought myself as a sinner, but I know that I am a dhanyaha, fortunate person. When I had Krishna darshanam in my mother's womb, after getting birth, I was thinking, why Bhagavan gave darshan to me? If Bhagavan gives darshan, then there must be phalam for that darshan. Without giving phalam boon, Bhagavan will not disappear. What is that boon I got in this life? For what purpose I got this darshan? After getting darshan, what is the benefit of me? Now I understood that Krishna darshanasya phalam is Shukacharya darshanam. Bhagavad darshanasya phalam is Acharya darshanam. If anybody has Acharya, then the person can be very much confirmed that Bhagavan has blessed him. In Upanishads, Acharyavan Purusho Veda. One who has Acharya, that individual is the most blessed person. Acharya means what? One who can teach the divine nature of that individual. That Acharya will never accept that individual as a samsari. He will never tell you are a samsari, you are in trouble, or you have to purify yourself. These things he will not tell. He will not see that individual, the disciple, as an individual at all. He will say, you are me, or you are Bhagavan himself. That type of Acharya, getting that type of Acharya, is nothing but Krishna Kripa. And I got this Krishna Kripa. Api me Bhagavan Pritaha Krishnaha Pandusuta Priyaha Paitrishvaseya Prityartam Tadgotrasyata Bandhavaha. Bhagavan has blessed me with your darshan, he Shukacharya. With your darshan, Bhagavan has blessed me. Since he was pleased with the devotion of my forefathers and grandmother. Why he blessed me? Not because of my good life. I think it is because of my forefathers' devotion and especially my grandmother's devotion. Who is that grandmother? Draupadi. In Asat Sabha, she surrendered to the Lord. See, you can tell the glory of the Lord in the assembly of good people or devoted people or Astika people. Understood? But if you start singing the glory of the Lord, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna in Nastika Sabha, how much criticism you will get? But the Draupadi never bothered about those criticisms. She never bothered what the society will tell when my own husband, five husbands are sitting in front of me, when my family elders are sitting in front of me, when all the good people of the nation is sitting in front of me, still I have not surrendered to any one of them. Still I have not asked for help from any one of them. I am asking for help from the Lord only. With this conviction, she cried to the Lord, Hey Govinda, Hey Achyuta, Hey Dwarakavasi, please protect me. She never asked protection from these five fellows. She argued they were wrong. She argued that what they did is wrong. She scolded that Dhritarashtra, that in your presence this wrong adharma has happened like that. She scolded. She never told that, please ask your son Duchasana to stop. But with all love and devotion towards the Lord, she prayed to the Lord for her protection. because of which Bhagavan himself had to serve 13 years. Rinamedat pravruddhamme ritaya napasatvati he govindedi shukroche krishna mam duravasino. Bhagavan says afterwards when coronation happened, we saw this story. When during Yudhishthira's crowning, Bhagavan was crying. Then Kunti asked, why you are crying at this auspicious moment? Why you are crying? Then he told, it is not out of sorrow, it is out of joy. Today only I got freedom from the debt which I had from Draupadi. Towards Pandavas I had a debt. Because of Draupadi's prayer, I had to do all types of menial jobs. Because of that one prayer, maybe that balance may be there, that prayer's palav may be balance may be there. That is the reason Bhagavan has blessed me with your darshan. Or maybe my mother Uttara's prayer may be the cause. He says, Uttara surrendered to the Lord, na? When Ashwatthama sent Astra. So for which Bhagavan protected me, because my mother surrendered to the Lord, Bhagavan protected me from Ashwatthama's Brahmastra. But now another Brahmastra has come in the form of Rishiputra Shapa. Another Brahmastra means what? That is going, that which is going to kill you. No, I am going to die. But still, if I try to escape from this Brahmastra, one more Brahmastra will come. Since I have surrendered to the Lord, not asking for freedom from death, asking for knowledge, asking for devotion, now he has sent you, oh Shukacharya, he has sent you to teach about his real nature, to teach about Atma Tattvam. In this way, he has again protected me from the death and birth cycle itself. He was very sure that he is going to get something very special. That's what the very question which he is going to ask is also a very special question. So the arrival of teacher means what? All types of doubts about our life is gone. That is a sign. That lot of doubts about there, na? Anxiety is there. Na? What will happen in my future? What will happen? So in anybody's life, an acharya arrives means, acharya is there everywhere. But the acharya should be applicable to your level. If anybody's life, that shraddha has come, he is the person to whom I can hold on for all my spiritual journey. Then all the anxiety goes away. Therefore, Parikshit was free from anxiety. And he was very sure that I am going to get something grand. So, without the blessings of the Lord, how can an ordinary person like me, oh Shukacharya, how can an ordinary person like me can get your darshan? Shankaracharya writes, Durlabham trayamedat. Three things are very, very durlabha. Ishvara anugraha yetham. Because of Ishvara anugraha only it is possible. What are they? Manushyatvam, mumukshutvam, mahapurusha samshayah. Getting human body itself is very, very difficult thing. Out of 84 lakh species, getting human body, human species is there. Very, very chance of probability is what? 1 by 84 lakh. And that too, getting birth in Vedic culture. And that too, to the Astika parents, even though many are in India, Vedic culture is in India, but how many of them are Astikas? Astikas means what? For whom Shastra is the Pramanam, for whom Bhagavan is the ultimate word. How many families, how many parents are there? So getting birth to that type of parents, very, very difficult with all sanity of mind. And next one is Mumukshutvam, desire to be free from this birth and death cycle. Desire for spiritual growth, desire for moksha. Then third one is, I may have desire, but somebody must be there to fulfill my desire. If I have desire to have water is there. If I have desire to have masala dosa is there. Masala dosa shops, millions of shops are there. If I want to have some particular dress, dress shops are there. But if I want to have Atma Jnana, who is there to give? It is not available in marketplace. Who is that person? Ashcharyo Vakta Kushalose Labdha Shastra says, the person who can tell about my real nature is very, very rare. Oh, Shukacharya, you have come to give me this jnanam. Therefore, I will not ask for any technique to save my physical body from death. I will ask for my spiritual knowledge. Atah prichhami sam siddhim yoginam paramam gurum purushasyeha yat karyam mriyamanasya sarvatha yat shrotavyam atho jabhyam yat kartavyam nribhivh prabho smartavyam bhajaniyam va bruhiyadva viparyayam. There are some people who go to ashrama, who even talk to sadhus, but they don't know what to talk to sadhus, what to ask from sadhus. Sadhu naturally will not have money. Money he will not have. So there are some people coming to us and ask money. They don't know what to ask. There are some people asking blessing for particular gender child. So Swamiji, bless my daughter-in-law so that she will get a male child or female, something. So here our Parikshit says, when you have satsanga, you must be intelligent person enough to ask what they have. If you go to a traditional matas, Shankara matas and other places, they all, thousands of people come daily. And they will all have one plate and lot of fruits and other thing. Above that fruit, there will be two covers. One is money cover, pranami. Another one is invitation for marriage. So that poor Swami has to sit 2 to 3 hours daily. It is a daily drama there in any traditional matas you go. So he has to sit 2 to 3 hours and he has to give blessing. He cannot say that I cannot bless you. Because what they are asking is, even though it is not worthy blessing, but still it is a blessing, dharmic blessing. They want something to blessing to their family life. So there was one Acharya, Chandrasekhara Bharati. He was very, very irritated by this process. And he used to say to his disciple, Brahmachari itself, see, what I have, they don't want. What they want, I cannot give. So what is the fun of here sitting and giving Tirtha for 2 hours, 3 hours? Daily they have to sit and give Tirtha. What is that Tirtha? That one Tirtha is there, na? Temple they give, na? Tirtha as prasada. That's a sign of blessing. So here Parikshit says, therefore I ask you, what has to be asked for? O enlightened one, yoginam paramam guru. You are not only guru, you are guru of gurus. Guru nam guru, yogi nam guru means what? Guru nam guru. So there is a difference between primary school teacher and a professor in Indian Institute of Science. Certainly. Correct? You cannot ask a professor in Indian Institute of Science, what is, please tell, teach me arithmetic. Arithmetic you have to learn from primary school teacher. Understood? Calculus you can ask for, from them, but not arithmetic. Similarly, here I am not going to ask small thing from you. What I am going to ask is, please tell, sarvatha mriyamanasya purushasya yat karyam iha bhavati. Please tell me, what is the prime duty of a person whose death is an ultimate fact of life? He gives adjective to individual. For every human being, what is that fact? Sarvatha mriyamanasya. Every moment that fellow is dying. Dinamapi rajani sayam pradaha shishira vasanto punarayataha kalaha kritati gachati ayu. We think that I have become 40 year old. 40 year old means what? 40 year is reduced. Your chance of gaining self-knowledge, your chance of attaining moksha, 40 years reduced. Instead of being anxious that 40 years reduced, people are happy and blow off the candle and cake, cut the cake. So, sarvatha mriyamanasi is a fact. Death is a fact which accompanies everyone all the time. Nobody can say that I am free from death. When we read newspapers, we come across so-and-so died. So, the person who has been cause for Indian atomic energy passed away last week. The scientist passed away, it seems. So that fellow also passed away. And those people, Hitler type of people, passed away. Gaddafi passed away. All are passing away. So maranantam tu jivitam is a fact. No one can escape, and there is no technique for it to avoid. There is no technique to avoid that death. So it is a universal law, universal fact. All the achievements in life cannot make a person to avoid this last fact in his life. So all endeavors in human life will have an end one day. all creatures should go to the same Rudra Bhumi. Rudra Bhumi means what? Cremation ground, which is ruled by Bhagavan Shiva. So in Sadhu Parampara, they will tell, it seems Bhagavan wanted to bless all. And the portfolio of creation is Brahmaji. So he has not seen so many people. So many fellows don't come to his temple at all, nor they worship him. So he thought, even though they are not going to come to my temple, even though they have not worshipped me, I want to see everybody's face and I want to bless everyone. So out of love, he was searching for a place where every fellow will come. Where every fellow will come. And where every fellow will be treated equally. Every fellow will be treated equally, because wherever Bhagavan is there must be Samadarshana. So then he found there is Rudra Bhumi, cremation ground. Everybody will be treated equally and nobody can escape coming to that place. Therefore, he has selected that Rudra Bhumi as his place, living place. So everyone has to go to that place one day. Whether he is a poor or rich, educated or illiterate, young or old, strong or weak, male or female, all have to go to that place. Even people like Ravana and Hiranyakashipa, who have ruled the worlds, not ordinary continents or country, they ruled all the three worlds, they also had to go to that place. They also had to face death. Therefore, oh Shukacharya, my dear teacher, please tell, what is my prime duty? What is the duty of a human being? What treasure he should earn first? Yet Shrotavyam, Smartavyam, Bhajaniyam, Japyam, Kartavyam. So many questions he asks. Please tell, what should I do as my prime duty? Whom I should remember all the time? Whose glory I should hear all the time? Whom I should worship all the time? Whose name I should chant all the time? By doing which, I should get immortality. We also remember so many things. We also do japa. Salary japa we also do. Mother does japa about the child. Child's remembrance mother has. But those things doesn't save us from death. But you tell something because of which I will be saved from death permanently and because of which I will get immortality or fulfillment or purnatvam. And if I don't do that, there must be some grand danger. The very life itself should become a waste of time. Yadva viparyayam. Otherwise, the life is a waste and it is in great danger. What is that great danger? What is that great danger? Danger of getting one more opportunity. Getting one more opportunity as human being is very, very difficult. And the danger is what? Again and again you have to visit Yamadharma Raja's place. And in Puranas, beautiful descriptions are there. So every time a jiva goes there, it seems Yamadharma Raja asks, what happened? What happened? So the jiva says, what happened? Same thing happened. I ate, I slept, I went for progeny. And suddenly your people came and dragged me, I am here. Oh, you did not worship the Lord at all. Where is the question of worshipping the Lord? Since I was in donkey body, so therefore nothing happened. Donkey body, where is the question of worshipping? Oh, acha. So you want to do what? I want to worship the Lord. Because after going there, you get some knowledge, you know. It is like people getting arrested, they get some sort of good understanding about life. In jail, many people get that good understanding of life. So, Yamadharma Raja asks, what do you want? I want to be a human being. I want to, what do you call, devote. Then he asks Chitragupta, hey, what is his account? No, his account shows that he must be a dog. Okay, you go. So, again come. What happened? Same thing happened. All the time he was roaming. I did not have any duty, but I had taken a duty on me to bark on others, sitting in one house. What is the duty? The dog thinks that it is my house. So, nobody can cross that area at all. So whole life I bark. Okay, what do you want? At least now you give some chance. Manushya jinn. Then third time if it given.
He goes there, of course, say 8 years or 90 years, he lives as Manushya. Then after a long time when he comes, Yamdharma Raja, hey, I didn't see you. What happened? What happened? Same thing happened, Bhagavan. So how many times I will give you body? Yamdharma Raja says, Neha nanasti kinchana sa mrityo mrityam apnoti yaha iha nana iva pashyati. As long as the person doesn't get this knowledge that I am everything, saha mrityo mrityam apnoti, he gets death to death. He goes to death to death. Death to death means what? Death, birth, death, birth. Like that, it's a vicious cycle. So yadva viparvyayam. That's what Upanishad says, iha ched avedit atha satyam asti na ched iha avedit mahati vinashtihi. Huge loss, it says. In Keno Upanishad, huge loss it is mentioned. In Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, it says that life is a pashu life. One who has not got this knowledge or one who has not got this love for the Lord, that life is what? Pashu life, animal life. Therefore, here Bhagavatam says, yadva viparjayam. It's a dangerous life. Dangerous life means what? Not only you have not proceeded in your spiritual growth as a human being, you have been given a chance to proceed towards that freedom, towards that immortality. Not only you have not proceeded, you have added all the more obstacles to your spiritual growth. By violating dharma, what happens? Animal life, there is no violation. They exhaust and they don't accumulate new things, unwanted things. But in human life, not only we don't exhaust them, and we accumulate lot of other things. Therefore, yadva viparvyayam, by holding whom I can cross this janma marana cycle. I can cross this samsara sagara, by doing which I can be a fulfilled person. Bhagavatam, first you may remember, see, there is an audience of so many rishis to whom Suta Muni was telling the story. So this audience is the primary audience in Bhagavatam. What do you understood? Suta Muni was the preacher and all other rishis were the listeners. Then suddenly Suta Muni is taking the entire scene to another audience wherein Shukacharya is a preacher and all the varieties of other rishis are audience. So there, when in Suta Muni's assembly, the first assembly, what was the question? The rishis asked, Yaya Atma Samprasidhi. Please tell something by which one can find out fulfillment. We saw in the very first class, second class itself. Here, the same type of idea comes. Parikshit asks, by doing which I will get fulfillment, purnatva, by doing which my life can be a different one from animal life, what it is. Because I don't want to die like a dog which dies all the time barking. Barking, 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 entire lifetime it barks and finally dies. What is the lifestyle of a donkey? All the time kicking others and carrying somebody's load, all the time trying to kick others. So that is donkey's life. What is the pig's life? All the time living in gutter water atmosphere. So I don't want to live like that or die like that. Please tell, oh my grand teacher, by doing which my life can be a fulfilled one. Please tell that. So up to this, first chapter is over. From second chapter only, real Bhagavatam story goes. So entire first chapter happened to be a setup wherein real teaching happens. Now the Acharya of Bhagavatam is Shukacharya, and that Shukacharya's teaching is reported by Suta Muni to another group of sadhus. Those details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranadakleshanashaya Govindaya namo namaha. Tadeva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. Tadeva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Tadeva shokarnava shochanam drunam. ಯದುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಯಶೋನು ಗೀಯತೆ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಜೀವನ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗೋವಿಂದ.